fostering a sense of unity. Muslims must never forget that Satan is always working to cause enmity between Muslims in order to prevent their unity and solidarity. Our Lord warns believers of this danger. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Say to my servants that they should only say the best. Satan wants to stir up trouble between them. Satan is an outright enemy to man. Surat al-Isra 53. This verse advises Muslims to avoid directing hurtful, mocking, harsh and accusing words against other Muslims and points out the need for decent conduct in the pursuit of unity. The Quran also points out that such disputes and other damaging behaviors impair one's sense of belonging and weaken the Muslim's power. Our Lord says, I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not quarrel among yourselves, lest you lose heart and your momentum disappear, and be steadfast. Allah is with the steadfast. Surat al-Anfal 46. If the Islamic world wants to erect a powerful, stable and prosperous civilization that guides and illuminates the world in every aspect, it must act in union. The lack of such a union is responsible for the Islamic world's discord and separation, the absence of a common voice, and the defenselessness of innocent Muslims. Countless poor women, children, and elderly people are desperately in need of rescue from oppression in Palestine, Kashmir, East Turkestan, the southern Philippines, and many other regions. The responsibility for these people belongs to the Islamic world before anyone else. Muslims must never forget the Prophet's, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, following words. A Muslim is a Muslim's brother. He does not wrong him or abandon him. Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. The Islamic world must put its various disputes aside and remember that all Muslims are brothers and sisters, so that it can provide role models who reflect the true character of Islam and its ideals. The unity of the believer is a gift and grace of Allah. Sincere Muslims must thank our Lord for these benefits and obey His command not to separate. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Hold fast to the rope of Allah all together and do not separate. Remember Allah's blessings to you when you were enemies, and He joined your hearts together so that you became brothers by His blessing. You were on the very brink of a pit of the fire, and He rescued you from it. In this way, Allah makes His signs clear to you, so that hopefully you will be guided. Surat Al-Imran 103.